Good morning, good afternoon over there, Terry. It's Luke. How are you? Oh, man, I'm going fantastic. How about yourself? Oh, excellent. Excellent. Have you got a couple of minutes or? Awesome. Okie dokie. I'm just filling in the pre-administration forms. And yeah, and it says procedure name. Now, it can only be 50 characters. Which word should I leave out? Bilateral? Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll just go back. FDL, so capital. Oh, yeah, wrong. FDL. Okay. Go here. Yep. 52 characters. I've got to drop two more. I can put out take without. Okay. Okay. BIL. Let's take that out. BIL. Yep. We are looking, we are good. Yep, that's our done. Awesome. And yeah. Oh, that's that part done that I think, well, so far I haven't got any answer. Well, that's as far as I've got so far. So I'll get some accommodation on, I'll fly over there on Sunday, on the 10th. Yeah, I'll come on the 10th. Yeah, I'll get some accommodation in Bayside there. I mean, in Brighton. No. Mum's gonna get mum. I'll check out on the Thursday. Mum arrives about 5:30 p.m. on that Thursday. Yes, so I'll just get like an Uber back to the accommodation, and then yeah, she'll Uber over and on the that afternoon or that night. Yeah, so just wondering, on the, at 11 o'clock on the 11th, I'll get the markings done. Do I need to organise my own accommodation, my own ride to the hospital as well? Yeah, I think Dr. Ross said it's like two train stops away. Yeah. Oh, easy. I'll just get it. Yeah, get it opening. Oh, nice. All right. Oh. All right. No, that sounds perfect. And will I have a few minutes to talk to Dr. Ross on the day, but when he's doing the markings and that, or is it? Oh yeah, I'll write down a couple of questions so I don't forget anything. I pretty much know. I've been watching it online or the procedure, and oh, it's fantastic, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I mean, like I was saying, like you know, the Americans, they love putting that stuff up there, but yeah, it's so good to it's good to know what it's going to look like afterwards, not to think I'm going to be some washboard bloody surfy. Yeah. Oh, really? Oh. Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I try to do as much as I can, and I also watch that 10 Things I Wish I Knew, and I take what I want from it and leave the rest negative for them. But someone was saying, as soon as you have the operation, basically start touching, or don't touch the wing, obviously, but touch all around, the top and the back because it stimulates the nerve endings and stuff. So I learned something there, was quite good. Yeah. Perfect. Yep. Yep. Preventing. Yep. That's fantastic. And like you're saying, if I have any worries, I can zip in. I've hired a car for mum to drive me around, so I'll come see you. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay, and talking about photos, is there any possibility of having photos taken during the procedure, like of them doing it, or? Oh. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, I would love it. I'd love to get as many as I could as during, all this. But and I would be prepared to like sign some sort of agreement to say I won't share them online because I wouldn't. I would. Oh, because I would. I'm not. They're not for anyone else except for myself and anyone sort of. Yep. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, I was meaning for myself. I wouldn't pass because I know over here as it's regulated quite heavily. I wouldn't share them online and then put in. They're just for my private. But if you guys want to use any of my photos, you can, like before and after, because. Yeah. Okay. Oh okay. Yeah. For those ones that are online. For those ones that you guys have on the website, if he wanted to. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I just think if it's going to help another bloke who's a bit worried about it, because some guys are quite shy, they don't want to show that stuff. But for me, I am a bit too, but I think if it helps someone else, then I'll do it in a heartbeat. But, Oh, no. Not so easy. Oh, cool. Oh, it's so exciting. Yeah, and I had 100, bang on 100 today. Bang on 100 kilos. Oh, I bet yep. Yeah, I'm super excited. Yep. But I've been down for, I'm just 24 hours now out of influenza A, they reckon. They didn't come and test me, though, because the nurse said, all your drivers have got it. I'm pretty sure you've got it. Stay in your room, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going back to work at 1 o'clock in the morning. I can go back to work. That's 24 hours with no symptoms. So I haven't been able to exercise or anything for 5 days otherwise. But yeah. I will, yeah, I 100%. I'm masking up at work and everything. And I clean 20 and I wipe everything down in the truck and anything I touch in the crib room, I wear gloves. I'm being super cautious because I don't want to get sick just before it. Yep. Oh, yeah. A lot of people walk straight through and they don't wash, and it's you're not allowed into there unless you wash your hands. So I go and sanitize as soon as I leave as well. But yeah. Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. I know you're always very busy on that phone. So easy. Oh yeah, I love it. It's good. Oh yeah, unreal. Cool. Yeah. If I get Maisie stuck on this, which I don't think I will. I've got all the info for this pre-admission now, and I'll talk to you in the very near future, I'd say. Thank you. Also now I have no worries there at all. I feel super comfortable. Cool. Awesome. I'll see you soon, eh? You too. Thank you. Bye.